Now, before we start, I want to say, if you'll open the precious Word of God to Matthew chapter 7. Now, I want to just say before I start that, you know, this could be a misunderstood passage of Scripture. So I'm asking, even as you're listening, to be praying that God would give me wisdom, but also give us all understanding, and pray that I'm able to convey this truth that would be Christ-honoring and the way Christ would want it to be explained. And so we're going to only look at one verse tonight, and it's chapter 7 of the Gospel according to Matthew, verse 6. It'd be easy for me to skip this verse, but as you know, I've been preaching through the Sermon on the Mount, so we've already preached all the way through Matthew chapter 5 on Wednesdays. We started Matthew chapter 6. We've already preached through Matthew chapter 6. And so then, and we've dealt with some serious subject. We've not skipped a one. We've just line upon line, precept upon precept. We've dealt with everything from murder to adultery. I mean, all of it. It's all right here. We've dealt with love. We've dealt with almsgiving. We've dealt with prayer. We've dealt with money. It's dealt with in Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 24. And we dealt with worry, anxiety, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. And then we started chapter 7 last week. And so I preached on verse 1, judge ye not, lest ye be judged. And we talked about how that is misconstrued. It's been misconstrued. So many people use that verse out of context. And I hope that's been helpful to you. It was helpful to me. Now, if you want to be able to listen to any of these messages again, you can get on Sermon Audio, and I would say to you that usually you pick up more things on the second time around. So I'd encourage you to do that. But in this passage of Scripture, I want you to notice verse 6 is just one verse, and the Lord Jesus here still speaking. Notice what he says. Verse 6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Now, I thought about this today. I was telling Clay and Lawrence, I'm going to preach on casting pearls before swine. That's the subject. Now, I want to say, first of all, this is definitely not politically. Jesus did not speak politically correct here. This is not politically correct, because this certainly goes against what we're taught today in our society. But I can say, as a boy, I can remember on many occasions, this was one of the verses that Dad would quote. I can remember Dad quoting this at various times in our life. I can remember him saying things, well, the Lord does say not to cast your pearls before the swine. And I'm going to be honest with you, as a boy, I never really thought much about it. I really didn't understand what he meant by it. And so through the years, I've come to a little bit more understanding of this. But I hope and pray tonight that we can deal with this subject and be helpful. So we must, first of all, I want to say, before we deal with this subject, cast not your pearl before the swine. First of all, you've got to keep in mind God's holiness. You cannot separate God from his holiness, because the holiness of Christ demands a righteous standard that this world knows little of. So if you're not looking at it in the view of God's holiness, then this passage you're going to struggle with it a little bit. But why? Because we live in a world that knows little bit of this, or talks much about, much less. Really, the church don't even talk about the holiness of God anymore. Most Christians don't reverence the holiness of God. There was a time, when you came to church, it was a holy attitude. Set apart. And so we live in a day where, let's face it, we live in a world where anything and everything goes. So, obviously, it has creeped in Christians' homes, it's creeped in our philosophies, and it's creeped in our churches, and we have allowed the standards of the world to be our standards, but God still has a holy, righteous standard. So when we think about things, let's look at these principles as we look at the casting our pearls before the swine. First of all, we must look at how it is presented.
How's it presented? When someone presents something, it's pretty important. I want you to know, God did not mince words. He said, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine. So we understand that we must understand this when we look at this passage. We've got to talk about discernment just a minute. Now, what is discernment? What is discernment? Discernment is an understanding of the future. It's understanding things. It's a spiritual discernment to where you've got to be able to read this passage of Scripture and not go too far left, and you can't go too far right, but discernment and wisdom will help you to balance this out in your mind and how you act. So we know based on the fundamentals and the basis of who God is, Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which is lost. He tasted death for every man. So God is certainly not saying that he's not interested in some people, although they're not interested in him. He's still interested in them. So he's not saying that anything that we have as far as the gospel or trying to help people, we all know that God wants everyone to be saved. God wants everybody to hear the gospel. So he's not categorizing everybody that simply you're casting a pearl before your swine, but he is definitely dealing with something here. But we need to understand that we must understand that he is dealing with our witness, our time, and how we converse and deal with people and humans in this world. How we view, how we respect, and how we guard that which we have received that God says is a pearl. What's the pearl? What's the pearl that he's speaking of here? Now, you know what a pearl is. A pearl has been formed in the cavity of an oyster, and through that it's come from secretion. It's come through something that's got in that shell and has created a callus there, and it builds and builds and builds. So it's really that. Is it an oyster or a clam? Oyster, thank you. And it builds in there because something painful's got in there. So it's a painful process for a pearl to form. We all know what a finished pearl is. A pearl is something valuable. It's vital. It's precious. It's needed. It's respected. It's wanted. And so let's look at this in spiritual terms. What is this pearl? And we're really going to talk about it in a minute. But when we talk about how do we give the pearl, the most vital thing, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the gospel. It's the word of God. It's the biblical principles. It's the principles how to live in Jesus, how to have a peaceful, joyful life. It's biblical principles. It has everything to do with Jesus Christ because he is the pearl. His word is the pearl. So when we view, respect, and guard that which we have received of him, think about it. The gospel, the redemptive message, the instruction how to live. Yes, we are to be stewards of this. But God is speaking more of how to discern and how to share, how to invest time and effort in people. That's what he's dealing with here. So let's look, number one, at the desirables. What's the desirables? All right, the pearl. The pearl's desirable. So the greatest teacher that's ever walked on the face of the earth, Jesus Christ himself. Now I want you to notice the object lesson that he gives here and how simple and how powerful in contrast, how he contrasted the two. He's dealing with three subjects: a pearl, dogs, and hogs. A pearl, dogs, and swine, which I'll alliterate, would make a little dogs and hogs. That's the three. Now, this is the object lesson. Now, we understand. Now, y'all got to go with me. You got to stay with me. First of all, he's talking about the pearl. That's something valuable. That's something precious. There's nothing more valuable than my relationship with the Lord Jesus. There's nothing more valuable than me having the gift and the great pearl of salvation and respecting and honoring what Jesus Christ has done for me. That's valuable. Knowing Jesus Christ is the most valuable thing you'll ever know. The truth of God's word is the most valuable tool in which God will use to bring you to himself. So the pearl is desirable. But now we find hogs and dogs. Now let me just say, we all love dogs. So I'm not being ugly, but back in Bible days, dogs were not domesticated. They were not pets. They were scroungy mutts on the side of the road that nobody cared about. They were vile, they were unclean, and they did not care about dogs. You say, Pastor, I don't believe it. Well, you go with me to Guyana. You go with me to any other country just about than America, and you're going to find how people really feel about dogs. But in Bible days, dogs were of little value. They were dirty. They were vile. They were of no use to the Jew. And let me just say this, and pigs were worse. Pigs were even more vile than dogs to them. So now stay with me. So God's not saying that people are dogs and hogs, but he's doing a contrast. Are y'all ready? A dog or a hog has no use for a pearl. A dog or a hog does not realize and understand the value and the importance of a pearl. A dog or a hog does not think they need a pearl, nor do they want a pearl. You get the application? The application is Jesus is trying to help us to have discernment and wisdom how much time and effort and we devote our time to folks that do not value the truth and value the gospel message like they should. Now, wait a minute, Pastor. Wait a minute. Does that mean that you're ever wasting your time giving to the gospel? No, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. You give the gospel to everybody. You hand the tracts to everybody. You talk to everybody about the Lord. But determining and depending how they respond to you is going to determine or depend on how much time you spend there. I'm going to explain. Now we think about this discernment, we think about this casting our pearl before a swine. He's doing a great contrast here between something valuable, the gospel message, Jesus Christ and what he paid for us. I respect that. I admire that. I love that. I am so thankful that he died for me. But why can I share that with someone and they don't care? I'm going to be honest with you, I can't believe it. In my mind, I can't see why the message of God, how he died for you, he's done everything for you, that we could care less about that message. That shocks me that anybody can feel that way. But we run into it all the time. So what do? Well, we don't quit. But we certainly have to be discerning. We have to be wise. Y'all stay with me. So the desirables, then the defiled, the contrast, the pearl's valuable, it's prized, it's respected, but the dogs and the swine, they're most defiled, they're vile animals, pigs were worse, see the contrast, see the lesson, these animals represented people who do not value the pearls like it should be. A pearl to a swine or a dog is not going to be viewed as a strong Christian would view that pearl. They have no need for it, or they think they have no need for it. But by the way, every human being has need of salvation, whether they know it or not. Boy, they don't know what they're missing. Do they, church? So the danger is this. We must be careful discerning when and how long to deal with something of great value to someone who has no respect or any value for the grace of God or the sacrifice the Lord has made. I think this. Notice, here's what I want you to notice. The danger this is notice the word of God. He says this, give not that which is holy unto the dog, neither cast ye your pearls before swine. Notice this. Why? The danger is this, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. You know what that means? Rend you? They'll tear you apart with it. They'll use it against you. Tearing in pieces means absolutely that. Turn up on and rend you. That rend you means tearing it up and throwing it on the ground, casting it away. That's why God says we've got to be careful how and when and how long we invest in someone, we got to have wisdom. Now, let me say, you're probably sitting here saying, Pastor, wait a minute now. Well, let's talk about how it's not only presented, but let me talk to you real quick about how it's verified. Jesus Christ came to seek and save all, right? Does anybody doubt that God died for everybody? He takes the death for every man. He wants everybody to be saved, right? We believe that. But he used discernment even when he taught when he was here. Oh, wait a minute, Pastor. Yeah. By the way, he knew. Even the way he ministered or taught is consistent with what he just says here, that he'd be careful to cast your pearl before your swine. You say, how? Well, why do you think he taught in parables? Do you think he was just a storyteller? He was a great storyteller. But why did he do that? I'll tell you why. He was trying to discern the people that was really interested and the people that really weren't. Even the way he taught. Can I give you, for instance, Matthew chapter 13. Jesus Christ speaking said, therefore speak I to them in parables. Why? Because they seeing, see not. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. You know why he taught in parables? Because he was really trying to get the ones that was really interested and respected and valued what he was saying. I use this language. They got it. But before they got it, they had to want to get it. I've noticed this. Nobody gets help if they don't think they need it. So we live in a day where everybody's okay. I'm okay. But you know what has to happen? God has to put us on the ground, on our face, completely broken before we finally say, God, I need you. Why? You're looking at a man that had to be completely broken on the ground, couldn't even look up to get to that place. But I'm going to tell you what happened when that happened. I knew I needed help for the first time in my life, and I knew where to go to get it. And by the way, I found him, and he helped me. But I would have never found it if somebody coddled me, if somebody told me I was okay. Somebody else was desperate and knew that I needed help. See, when we talk about getting right with God, are we talking about wanting to get it? I want you to know something. You've got to want to get it before you get it. Got to have a need to have it. No one's ever going to get saved till they realize they're lost. So the Lord's speaking here consistent with what he's saying here. He's saying, don't cast your pearl before your swine. Now listen, I want you to notice this. He also refused to perform in front of Herod. Why? Said he refused to perform. He could have done something there to show his works. You know why? Because he already knew his heart. He already knew his motive. Now let me give the application. What about us, Pastor? Here's the application. I'm going to finish. Where does that leave us? Well, we don't know their minds. We don't know their hearts. So we give the gospel. We tell everybody. We talk to everybody. We share with everybody. We spend time with everybody to try to give them the gospel. But I'm going to tell you something right now, and I believe this is where he's at. But I've learned in 21 years, it takes time sometimes if you're dealing with a swine or a dog. But once you find out it's a swine or a dog, you better move on so you can help somebody else. Can I give a, for instance? Years ago, while I was here, I hadn't been here long, there was a man that clinged on to me. I had a desire to help him. I spent a lot of time with him. Be quite honest with you, I sacrificed a lot of my time from my wife and my children. They'll tell you I did it. But there came a day when I knew he was playing me. I knew that he wasn't wanting help. He was wanting to suck the life out of me. Somebody help me. He was wanting the attention. He didn't want the help. He wanted the attention. And when I learned it, I'm going to tell you what I did. I very kindly but discernly, very quickly started pulling back from him. You say, oh, that's hard to do. It is hard to do. But why should I take from a pearl to give to a swine? She respects my time. She desires my time. She desires what we can do together. But this person didn't. They were just trying to take of my time. Are y'all with me? Now, I'd say you distribute grace there. I would say you extend grace to people. But when you come to that conclusion that you know, by the way, let me just say this. There was a young lady here in this church for years, and it was the same with my wife. She was constantly asking my wife to meet with her. She was constantly wanting pearl. She was constantly wanting the truth. And my wife constantly gave it to her. But nothing ever changed. Nothing changed. The same decisions were made, the same things. And then she come back and go, I don't understand. She's like, honey, I told you, this is what the Bible said. But see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you just cut people off, but after a while, there's somebody else that will receive that truth. I mean, how many times do we have to be told? Really? I mean, honestly, if my life's in a mess and I come here, and someone tells me from God's word that the Lord will give me hope and purpose, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. I'm going to cling on to that. Because they just gave me what I've been looking for. I want hope. I want peace. I want purpose. And when I can find that in Jesus Christ, and I'm sitting there looking at a couple or a church, and they're sitting there telling me, look, all you got to do is come to the Lord. I mean, I wonder after a while, how long does it take somebody? We got to be discerning, church. I want to say this. I don't want you to be crude. I don't want you to be rude. I don't want you to be mean, because here's the thing. You don't know on the front end whether they're going to take what you have or not. But I want to tell you right now, you need to start investing. You need to start trying to help. You need to start giving pearl. But I want to tell you something right now. When you find out that they're only using that to cast it down and to rend you, then you need to pull away. That's what that verse means, that you better be careful how much you allow your pearl to be in amongst swine and dogs, because they could rend you. I've known people that's went in to help somebody and they've turned out just like them. You better be stout. I appreciate what the preacher said, I've been praying for Noah. I want anywhere though, any man this day and age, and I've said that statement 1,000 times. Every young man here better have a backbone like an oak log, because it ain't easy standing for God. It's much easier caving in and going like everybody else does. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. You better be stout if you think you're going to go and witness to a swine or a dog. And what I mean by that is someone that doesn't value your life and what you believe like you do. Because I tell you what, if you're not stout and strong, they could convert you instead of you converting them. You better get you some stout. You better have more than what your mom and dad have. You better have it. You better know him. You better not be going, oh, that's what my pastor said. You better know Jesus right here. He better be so very sweet and special to you, and your relationship ought to be strong, and you ought to know that he's real, and you ought to know that he's helped you through every hard time you've been through. Because what are you going to do when you get to somebody that don't value that just like you do? If you're not careful, they'll rip you to shreds. That's why we better be careful, we better be stout, we better be discerning, we better be careful giving our precious pearl of our time and our investment and the Word of God to people that don't respect it or value it. We're to be good stewards of God's greatest pearl, His Word, the Gospel, the truth. We should invest our pearls heavily on those who will respect it and honor it and desire it. Do you know the people that usually take up good Christians' time? It's weak people. Somebody say amen. I'm gonna be honest with you. We ought to be investing heavily in 2 Timothy 2:2. And the saying, commit thou to faithful men. And the saying, commit thou to faithful men. You know who I ought to be spending the most time with in my life? Is people that respect and love the Lord Jesus Christ and value Him just like I do. So I'm telling you to invest. I'm telling you to share the word. I'm telling you to give and give the gospel, give the pearl, give the message, give the gospel to everybody. But as far as how much time you spend with somebody, that ought to depend on how they are responding back to you. Example, when Jesus Christ revealed himself after the resurrection, who'd he spend his time with? His disciples. The ones that valued him. The ones that knew him. The ones that understood him. You know who's going to turn this world upside down? I'm going to tell you. There's going to be a core group of people in this church that gets consumed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like y'all sang. That's who's going to turn the world upside down. That's who's going to turn Tiftonia around, is a core group of people that can get consumed with Jesus Christ. That's who's going to make a difference. The people that's going to make a difference in this world and the people that's going to be on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, they are going to spend time in people that value him just like we should. And church, if you want to see great revival and see a great change in our community, how about we get on fire for God and we start investing in people that also is on fire for God? I'll be honest with you, some of these young men need some more investment in somebody out here that's not going to church. I'm sorry, I know that sounds bad, but if you're going to invest time in, how about you pick up one of these young men that's coming to church, they're trying, and somebody invest in their life. Somebody say amen right there. That's what he's talking about here. Be careful on where you're investing the pearl. Make sure you're not just throwing it out there at some swine or some hog that's not valuing it like you do, because pretty soon what will happen is they'll just tread on and say, I don't care. I don't care about your sacrifice. I don't care about Jesus Christ's sacrifice either. We all ought to care about how much Jesus sacrificed for us. That ought to be respected and valued. It ought to be vital to our lives. So let us help us find people. And by the way, we don't know who those are. So you know what we got to do? We just got to hit them all. We got to talk to them all. Because we're not like God, Brother Mike. We don't know their motive. We don't know in the front end, hey, they might be a pearl. That's amazing. We went fishing up at Walmart the other day. I don't know how many of them people will, who knows what one of them pearls of that pearl of track will meet and hit. Who knows? Maybe one out of 100, maybe none of them, but maybe 10 of them. I don't know. But once they get in, hey, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll spend more time with them here. I'll invest in them more here because at least they've shown they at least have enough respect and they have enough care and desire to at least take another step. And as long as they keep taking steps, I'll take steps with them. But look here, once I start getting way out here and they're still way back there, I'm going to pray for them, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get somebody else that's going to go like this with me. I believe that's biblical. I believe that's the subject matter that he's dealing with here, because he wants all to be saved. He's now talking about how we spend the most precious time we have. Because look, time is precious. It's valuable. And the word of God is the most valuable thing that we can share. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste our time. Anytime we witness somebody, it's never a waste. But as far as we continue to invest, let's invest it in people that value the pearl like it should be valued. Amen? Does anybody misunderstand me tonight? How many of you think this will help us tonight? Let's stand to our feet. If you're here tonight, you do not know Jesus Christ, your Savior, I promise you this, he loves you. He does. He loves all of us. I'm thankful that he does. He'll save you. He'll save you from the guttermost to the uttermost. And I'll tell you what, he'll put a new step in your heart, a new song in your mouth. I'm telling you what, he is good, isn't he? Amen. Now let's be wise and discerning as we take this pearl. Most precious thing we have is the Lord Jesus. Let's honor him with our lives. And let's share him to everybody. But let's help those ones that walk along with us that respect him and love him just like we should.